back on the Chad AC Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you for tuning in on this Monday morning. Going to be real nice today. Remember, you can tune in online, KFYO.com, and with the Radio Pup app, you can take the show, the station, wherever you may go. Just download that. Radio Pup, absolutely free for your iPhone or Android device, and you can take us wherever you go. Joining me now, as we get to visit with them every Monday morning, our good friend Matt Makoviak of MustReadTexas.com, co-founder of MustReadTexas.com, also GOP strategist. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Chad. Doing great. How about you?
Doing great. Thanks for coming on today. Obviously, it was a busy news weekend with Wendy Davis news happening all over the place.
Yeah, she finally made her announcement for governor in, just outside of Fort Worth, I guess, on Thursday. So we have a governor's race. It's going to be, you know, interesting because on the Republican side, you do have a little bit of a primary with Tom Pawkin and Greg Abbott. So it'll be interesting to see how much those two candidates can engage. But obviously, you're in a very big fundraising rush on both sides now, and the race will start to take shape.
If you're Greg Abbott, you're obviously the front runner, but you do still have a primary against Tom Pawkin. Wendy Davis, she's not running against anybody on the Democratic side. I don't think any Democrat's going to run against her. What do you do if you're Greg Abbott? Do you automatically run right now against Wendy Davis, or do you pay a little bit of attention to Tom Pawkin while Wendy Davis is constantly hitting you? What position is Abbott in here?
Well, I think the Abbott campaign's been pretty much ignoring Tom Pawkin. The last thing they want is this thing to turn into a, you know, competitive primary. Pawkin's called for debates, and I think the Abbott campaign's not necessarily responded to that. So, look, you know, Abbott wants to focus on Wendy Davis because it helps him raise money, it helps him unite Republicans, it helps focus people on the Battleground Texas effort and the fight that's coming next year. So, you know, the primary offers very little benefit to Abbott at this point. He essentially hasn't sewed up based on what we know today, but so you're going to see him continue to focus on Wendy, and you're going to see Wendy continue to focus on Abbott and Perry and perhaps Ted Cruz to try to say that Republicans are extreme.
Is there any reason for people to be concerned with Wendy Davis right now? Because we had a poll that came out last week. I believe it showed that Greg Abbott was at 29% support, Wendy Davis at 21%, 50% undecided. Or is that just a case of it being really early in the election cycle?
Well, it is really early, and I think any poll that has 50% undecided is virtually useless. That particular poll, I saw something about some questions regarding methodology, but look, I mean, should we be concerned on the Republican side? Generally, I would say no. On the other hand, Davis is likely to raise at least $20 million, perhaps quite a bit more. You know, she'll be the first Democrat to be able to do that successfully in terms of outside contributions of the Rick Perry era. So she does have some strengths, and you know, at the end of the day, Chad, I just think she's unlikely to get more than 45 or 46%, mm-hmm. given where the state is. I also think that 2014 is likely to be a positive political year for Republicans, and that's even more so true in a red state like Texas. But you have to take it seriously because they're more organized and they're better funded and they're more motivated than they've been the last couple cycles, statewide election cycles in Texas. So I both take it seriously, but also feel confident that the Republicans are going to win every statewide election. But again, I think it's important that the state party, you know, really get its act together, focus on organizing, focus on registering voters, you know, focus on really raising money. And I think that they're doing that, but we need to make sure that we stay focused.
Visiting with Matt Makoviak, GOP strategist, co-founder, MustReadTexas.com. Taking a look at what's going on nationally. Obviously, we're entering now week two of the government shutdown. Are you surprised it's gone this long that House Republicans, they're not even seeming like they're going to buckle under pressure? And what implications does this have going forward? Are Republicans winning this thing?
I am surprised it's gone as long as it has. And honestly, I kind of thought House Republicans would cave, and I'm really glad they haven't, because I think this fight is an important fight for the future of the country. You know, there's so much about this, I think, that's being really misreported. I mean, the Democrats, particularly Harry Reid, are saying, you know, the Republicans want to shut the government down. And meanwhile, the House is passing bills to open the government, and Harry Reid won't even allow a vote in the Senate. So, you know, he's willing to allow a vote to let the military get paid, which was good. He's willing to allow a vote to let federal workers get back pay, which is good, but not to open up NIH and the parks and Veterans Administration, et cetera. So it's interesting. I'm not sure where this thing is headed. If you watched the Sunday shows yesterday, I don't think anyone knows where this is headed. And with every passing day, we're getting closer to the debt limit hitting on October 17th. And so really the stakes are increasing with every passing moment, and you're adding a whole other level of complication with the debt limit, which is 1,000 times more important than the government shutdown. So
it almost seems like those two issues have already merged into this.
Yeah. I mean, they're merging as we speak. And I think Republicans, I think from a strategic standpoint, feel like the debt limit gives them more leverage than the shutdown did. But again, I mean, both sides are dug in, and really both sides don't want to lose. Don't want to be seen to lose. And so for Republicans to say yes, they're going to have to get something. And you know what that is, whether it's a one-year delay of the individual mandate, which would make sense since they did it for big corporations, or getting rid of the congressional exemption on Obamacare, they're repealing the medical device tax. All those things are sort of related to the government shutdown. With regard to the debt limit, you know, the White House is going to want revenues, and the Republicans are going to want cuts. And so I don't know that there's a chance that you can get a deal on both of those. My guess is you are going to see a short-term debt limit extension, because we can't go past that debt limit deadline, and the markets will react very negatively. But look, I think this is a critical week. I mean, we're 10 days out from that deadline, and I don't know where this is headed. It's a little bit of a scary time.
Just kind of looking at it, if you could predict, and I'm with you. I thought the Republicans would cave after, you know, 3, maybe 4 days. They didn't. I'm proud of them for not doing it.
Me too.
But you know, do you think this thing goes even past this week into next week, a very critical week?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think you're not going to get a deal on the debt limit until October 16th or 17th, the day of. I just think nothing focuses the mind like a deadline. These things never come together till the very end, till they absolutely have to. And so I think the debt limit piece doesn't come together till the very end. The shutdown, you know, we'll see if that gets combined. Again, Republicans have to get something here. And, you know, this is about PR a little bit, but it's also about achieving a positive policy result. Any of the things Republicans have pushed for would be a positive thing for the country. So, I don't think they're being cavalier about this, but I do think that the administration's being fairly irresponsible, particularly when you consider they're saying they will not negotiate. Yeah. That is an unsustainable position to be in. I don't know how much longer they can sustain it, but they think they can sustain it, and that's what I think scares me the most.
Yeah, visiting with Matt Mikowiak, GOP strategist, co-founder. MustReadTexas.com. Matt, what can people find this morning on MustReadTexas?
You know, we're updating it as we speak, so lots of news around the state. Obviously, we're getting into the governor's race. There was a Democrat that announced for comptroller this morning. I think you're going to start to see other Democrats announce now that Wendy's in. So you're entering into that political season now. Obviously, still Ted Cruz getting a lot of attention for the defund Obamacare effort and for his rising political status. So lots of news on MustReadTexas.com. Folks can sign up for the morning email there as well.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Chad. Take care.
Have a good one.